Track 3. ITV arts editor Nina Nana asks, what will my mum think of my tattoo? And I'll read her letter to tell you. So, just asking, but what are your thoughts on tattoos? Because I've got one. The proof is in the picture. That really is me screaming. I had made my daughter go first and she'd got a bigger wave on her arm. Not a peep. And my tattoo was very small. It took the tattoo artist a matter of seconds to create the most beautiful little wave on my leg. Maybe it's because I'm a drama queen, or maybe it was because somewhere deep down I was going against my mum's teaching of what a good Indian girl should do. So, some context. It was my wedding anniversary and I woke up feeling a bit sad as usual. I said to my daughter that we were going to the coffee shop around the corner the three of us used to go to every Saturday for breakfast. We hadn't been in since my husband Steve died, but this was how we were going to mark the anniversary. We crossed the threshold for the first time in more than 2 years, and there was a rush of emotion, but familiarity and warmth, and we were glad we were there. As I stood in the queue, I noticed the two people serving had tattoos reaching up their necks. The lady in the queue in front of me said, "Aren't they exquisite?" I said that I wished I had the confidence to get that done. My husband had a wave tattoo going all the way round one arm. He was a bit of a surf dude. He had always encouraged me and our daughter to get one. "No chance," I'd responded. And then a man in the queue behind me said that his daughter had a tattoo of a flower on her arm to remind her of her mother. Something clicked in my head. I picked up our coffees and returned to our table and said to my daughter, in an obvious reversal of motherly advice to child, "Right, let's go and get a tattoo." Mimi was on the phone making an appointment before I'd had the first sip of my latte. When I saw how quickly and perfectly the tattoo artist had done the little wave on my daughter's arm, I knew we had done the right thing. When I mentioned it on social media, most of the comments were, "What?" And then my dear friend Helen, yes, the same one who's in this magazine this month, joked that she was going to ring and tell my mum. I knew I had to get in first, so I visited mum that weekend. She had always said she liked Steve's tattoo, but then she loved everything about Steve. Sometimes I'd joke with her that I was going to get a tattoo, and her response was always, "No, that's not right for girls or women." Her strict Indian upbringing in the village had stayed with her. I remember when my daughter got her nose pierced. We were quite happy with it, but when my mum saw it, she was horrified. Mimi had the perfect response. "All our relatives in India have their noses pierced, all the girls, all the women." That was a fair point, and I was very proud of her research. My mum had no answer, and the nose ring stayed. How was I to show her then that me, an Indian woman, had decided to go for a tattoo? "Look, mum," I said. I raised my trouser leg and she stared at it. "Have you hurt yourself?" she asked. "Not really," I said. "It's a tattoo." Silence for 20 seconds. "It's a wave," I said, "like Steve had." I knew if I mentioned his name it might work. And then from this 91-year-old Indian lady there was this, "That's very nice." It's impossible to overstress how conservative an upbringing many Indian women of my mum's generation had. She never even drank until my sister and I got her on the sherry. She took to it well. She'd lived so much of her life under the rules dictated to her by her mother and to show obedience to her husband. After my father died in 2009, it took her a few years to emerge from that shell and to find herself. She really is a remarkable lady, but I could hardly have guessed that she had become so rock and roll that she didn't mind her daughter having a tattoo. Mind you, I haven't had the guts to tell her that my daughter's got a tattoo. Mimi's on her own there.